that spins in space. The name Universal encircles the centre of the spinning globe. www.universalstudios.com. In a mechanism, a mesh of spindles and cogs turn behind two ranks of pillars behind a keyhole on embossed doors which open, to reveal across a cloudy sky, the word Lionsgate. Trunks runs out on a jetty at a lake and jumps. The image freezes and shrinks and the words Lakeshore Entertainment appear. Lionsgate and Lakeshore Entertainment present. A Lakeshore Entertainment Lionsgate production. In association with Radical Media. Crank. The screen rapidly flashes purple, yellow, amber, blue and green. A man's arm and a dark shirt stretches out and stays poised. Blackness flicks down a few times, hiding the view. The room twists, two hands feel their way along a wall and then are held palms up together. The man's hands feel along a wall as he lurches along a short corridor. He goes into a kitchen and thrusts his hands under a jet of water in the sink. Chev lurches towards the flickering screen of a TV, propped against it as a DVD inscribed, Fuck You. He picks it up and inserts it in the DVD player under the screen and presses a button. A shaven-headed man with dark eyebrows appears on the screen.
Are you whispering yet? Alright, nice. Chelyov! How we doing, baby? And you never call me no more? Now, come on, what is that? Where's the love, huh? Now, how are you feeling? Because I have to guess, maybe you're feeling like shit right about now. You can't move too good, huh? You can't breathe too good. What the hell is the matter with you, dude?
wait.
What is this? Oh, fuck. Can you guess what this is? I bet you can, Chelios. Hold on, check this out.
On screen, the man inserts the hypodermic needle into the back of Chef Chelios' neck.
Oh, I'm just plain sick, man. I must be the motherfucking genius of sick. You know, poison Chef Chelios in his sleep. That's like some Shakespeare or some shit. Whoo, damn, you knocked this dude out pretty good. About to get you a spot on the Dodgers, son. Yeah. Maybe you don't understand what just happened. I just fucking killed you. You try not to embarrass yourself. Cause you're a candid camera.
Oh, is this shit right here I gave you? This is some high-tech sci-fi Chinese synthetic bullshit. I don't exactly what the fuck is in this shit, dude. All I know is that once this shit has binded with your blood cells,
you fuck it, baby, and believe me, it's done binded. Yeah, you got yourself about an hour max. Tick-tock. This shit has been real. You probably should have died twice before you whacked on, kid.
Experience a little 2020 hindsight right about now, ain't you?
You know what, that's all. Now you have yourself a nice death.
As Chev lies face down, the man bends and kisses the back of Chev's head.
Asshole.
Chev, sweating, watches the DVD.
Light that up, home run.
On screen, Chev, balding at the crown, his dark hair cropped short, his face unshaven, is unconscious. He picks up the TV and hurtles it down on the floor and kicks it to pieces. He sprints through the apartment. The phone shows one missed call. Chev rushes from the apartment and down the stairs. A woman peers briefly out of her door. Chev tears down to the basement and goes into the car park. He runs over a red sports car to get into his Buick Riviera. He zaps it open and jumps inside. He accelerates out onto the street. He slides around a corner in the two-tone car. His heart, red, shiny and fibrous, beats fast. Chef takes out his phone.
Hey, glad you called, but I'm not here. Can you leave a message? Unless you're trying to sell something, because I'm not interested. But if you're not, then just...
Dave!
Time's up.
Get a cell phone, honey. Please.
Dr. Miles' office, may I help you?
Yeah, let me speak to him.
I'm sorry, but the doctor isn't in right now. May I take a message?
Well, where is he?
I beg your pardon, sir.
Where the fuck is he?
No.
In Vegas, Oriental girls dressed in thongs manipulate Dr. Miles.
Whoa. I didn't say to take it.
I don't know, sir. This is his answering service.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Would you like for me to have it paged?
Yeah, fine. Could you please let the doctor know that Jeff Chelios is a dead man if he can't call me back within the hour? You got that?
Did you spell that for me?
Yeah, D-E-A-D. Chelios.
Yes.
Thank you.
Chev accelerates under a flyover. As Chev drives up a hill, his vision distorts and he starts to slump at the wheel. His pumping heart slows. He floors the accelerator, his heart swells. Chev grips the wheel tightly. His vision distorts as he overtakes lines of 4x4s. A young man, Kalo, shirtless, takes a call in his kitchen.
Hello.
Kalo, my man, where were you last night?
No, what's up, Chef?
I said, where were you last night?
Kalo's dressed in women's gear and dances in an exhibitionist's club.
Well, you want to know what I was doing?
What?
Getting killed, you clum.
What?
Yeah, you heard me. Ricky fucking Verona.
Ricky Verona?
I mean, who'd have thought? That little bitch would have the stones to come and whack me in my own crib. I mean, it's inconceivable. And yet here we are.
Where are we?
I'm dead, and you're simple. Now you listen to me. You put the word out, I'm looking for Ricky Verona. Anyone sees him, you call me. You understand that?
I...
Come on, get that little fucker. That's the last thing I do. May actually be the last thing I do. You understand that?
Ricky Verona.
Copper me on that, Kalo.
Yeah.
Find him!
Google Earth navigates across and zooms in on Orlando's hood. On a wall, a picture of bikers and a club's logo in Gothic script, Sin City Disciples. A girl pole dances inside. Chev parks outside and goes in. Chev holds a gun to Orlando's head and marches him off.
Where am I going? Chevy! Man, the bathroom don't work, brother. What you doing? Yo, Chevy, what the... Where's Barone?
He's good. I'm talking. What are we talking about?
Don't fuck with me.
Okay, man. Nobody's fucking with you, man. Just calm down.
Don't tell me to calm down, motherfucker.
Fuck, man.
Orlando, you alright?
Hey! There's a white nigga with a gun up in here. So just be still, motherfuckers. Now, you see that? You see that? I'm trying to help you here, man.
Look, I gotta find Ricky Verona.
Why the fuck would I know where Ricky Verona is?
Yeah. Don't know where he is, but you're gonna tell me where he is. I'm gonna blow your brains to the fucking toilets! Come on, man!
Men burst in, pointing guns.
We put the cap right now, baby!
The white man is cool! Hey, the white man is cool!
Chef has guns pointed at his head as he holds the man.
You're like them Somalian niggas. Now look, Chevy came here because he has something he would like to discuss. And we're going to discuss this shit in a civilized manner. Chevy, I believe you had a question or some point that you were trying to make.
Where's Verona?
Okay. I'm not affiliated with Ricky Verona.
We pulled the Anselmo job together.
Don't try to fuck it up! Easy. All right? Look, clearly you're operating under a false pretense, all right? Because Ricky Verona and myself did not pull the Anselmo job together. In fact, Ricky Verona fucked me on the Anselmo job. In fact, Ricky Verona still owes me $7,500.
Not how I heard it.
Yeah, but that's the way it is. That's the way it is. So you see, I don't know where Ricky Verona is, because if I knew where Ricky Verona was, I'd probably be there right now, beating the Gucci off his ass.
Chef considers. Orlando adjusts his waistcoat as guns are stood down.
That's what I'm talking about. That's almost civilized.
Chef leans against the wall to steady himself. Orlando, smoking a cigar, sits. Chef slumps.
Hey, dude, what's the matter with you?
Well, just give me some coke, okay? You got any coke?
Okay, so now you're gonna just come up in here and insult.
Come on, I don't have time. Just give me something. I'm really dying here.
I can see that.
You don't understand, I'm really fucking dying.
You saying this is medicinal use coke? Is that what you're saying?
That's right.
Orlando stands up, wreathed in smoke, in the black-painted room.
Well?
What?
This shit ain't free, nigga.
Chev leans as he counts out banknotes and hands them over.
That's enough.
The small tossed bag of coke sticks to Chev's head. It falls and Chev drops to the floor, struggling to open the packet.
You gonna do this shit right here? Chevy, come on.
The coke goes on the floor.
Oh, God. Chevy.
Chev sniffs.
Oh, what the...
Oh, that's good. Oh, that's good.
That's good, right?
Chev shoves more up his nose.
Why are you looking for Verona anyway, man?
Chef's on his feet.
Some Chinese assholes hired him to kill me.
So this is about the Don Kim situation?
What do you know about it?
I know you pulled the trigger.
Of course I pulled the trigger. Why wouldn't I pull the fucking trigger?
Chev stands.
Well, yo, Chelios, but you good?
This shit ain't working.
I beg your pardon?
I think I know what I have to do.
Chev stamps down on the accelerator.
Oh, shit, you know, a man's gotta do what a man's gotta do. What is it you gotta do?
I'm gonna kick some black ass.
What?
He headbutts the nearest man.
Here he goes again.
Who wants white meat?
Everyone piles in. The pole dancer keeps dancing. The outside wall bulges and the door flies out into the street with Chev on it. Everyone comes out. Chev backs away armed with a pool cue. He tosses the cue into someone's hands, climbs into his car and goes away.
Doc? What's up, Doc? Fucking motherfucker!
Oh, why aren't you dead yet, man? What the fuck you doing out there?
Coming for you, asshole. Fucking believe me.
Oh, yo, whatever, dude. I'll be waiting for you. You ain't gonna make it, though, motherfucker. Man, look, I just thought you should know that I'm all about hooking up with that little mystery girl that you've been banging. Oh, yeah, I knew about that shit.
As soon as your ass is underground.
I forgot to say so on that gay James Bond tape I left for you.
Yeah. Well, and then you're gonna rape my grandmother. Blah, blah, fucking blah. Now listen to me, you little mug. What do you think Carlito's gonna do when he finds out what you did? Huh? Your whole crew is history.
Driver,
pull over. Fuck! Right. You talking about Carlito?
That's some fucking funny shit, because me and Carlito, man, we're boys now. That's right, we're tight.
You haven't been tight since your brother fucked you in third grade.
You snappy. But I did you pretty good, though, didn't I, Chelios?
Man, you could admit it.
Yeah, we'll see. You know what the best part about it is?
Sorry, I must go. Bye-bye.
A sign, McCarran International Airport welcomes you.
Dr. Miles.
Fuck that, Doc. What took you so long?
Sorry, Chevy, I just got the message.
Okay. Forget it. Listen, I'm dying. I've been poisoned with some kind of Chinese synthetic shit.
What?
Yeah, you've got to fucking do something for me, Doc. I'm telling you now.
What are your symptoms?
It's like I'm slowing down, you know? I'm caught in a tar pit.
Blurred vision?
Yeah.
Dizzy?
Sure.
Any pain in your chest?
Not really. It's all feeling pretty good right now.
What are you doing?
Flapping through a mall, cops chasing me.
People scatter as Chev's followed by the police through the mall. A couple ascend an escalator. The chase continues.
The flow of adrenaline's what's keeping you alive.
Chev drives on.
Trouble hearing you, Doc.
You gotta keep moving, Chevy.
He crashes a clothes stand.
Right. If I'm right, they gave you the Beijing cocktail.
Very nasty shit.
Chev's car nukes a cosmetic stand.
Works on the adrenal gland. Blocks the receptors.
Chev slides into an atrium, his car spinning.
The only thing you can do to slow it down at all is to keep the flow of adrenaline constant.
The Buick slams into an escalator.
Meaning if you stop, you die.
Hang on!
The Buick rides the escalator on its side.
Jesus, what? Are you there? Are you okay?
Chev walks on the car.
If you stop,
you die.
Chev leaps to the top of the escalator and sprints off.
That's what I'm trying to do. Keep moving. Keep the blood pumping.
is covered by CCTV.
Chevy?
Time to slow down, it's, have our veins start to rust.
You taking anything?
A couple of grams of coke.
Bad start, huh, Jim? Look, I'll be in L.A. in about an hour. I'll call you as soon as I get there, but do not stop moving. Get yourself pumped up.
Chev bursts out of the back of the mall and onto the street.
Taxi! Yo, 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 yo!
Chev yanks a man out of the back of a cab and gets inside.
Go. Where we go?
Just drive!
The cab driver wears a woolen hat. Chev points the way.
Where do you want to go, man?
Right.
The driver looks in his rearview mirror. Two police cars career around the corner. Chev gazes back at where the police cars went. Chev lurches forward, an arm across his chest. The driver watches him in his mirror.
Don't kill
my heart, my achy, breaky heart. Chev leans and nods to the music to crank himself up. And if you kill my heart, my achy, breaky heart, it might blow up and kill this man. He rocks back and forth. The yellow and red cab passes suburban houses. The driver's getting rocked in his seat.
Pull up, pull up. Thanks, man. Now go anywhere, I'll be back in 1 minute.
Hey, old boy.
Chev goes into a supermarket and goes up to a counter. He hauls the assistant out. Chev has his gun at the man's head. Chev puts the gun in his waistband and makes a grab for some packets of nuts. Then he empties a refuse sack from a bin. He grabs the packets, labelled blaster fuel, and then bottles of drink and cans of energy drinks. He takes out his phone as he continues. He drinks from a can of Red Bull.
Hey, this is Steve. I'm glad you called, but I'm not
CCTV shows Chev leaving with the filled refuse sack. He grabs some flowers as he leaves. He necks another Red Bull as the driver watches.
Where do you want to go, man?
Beverly Hills.
Chev binges on his haul. Google Earth shows Carlito's penthouse. At a poolside, a bare-breasted young woman sips from a martini glass. A shaven-headed man in shade stands by. The young woman and a bikini-clad companion walk by the man. They admire his suit, then move on. The women sit with a cigar-smoking man, Carlito, who's in a silk robe. The man in shades whispers in Carlito's ear, then checks the gun in his waistband. Carlito blows out cigar smoke and takes off his robe. A man with a rifle stands guard. Carlito dives into the pool. Chev, fully clothed, is under the water with Carlito. He points at Carlito, points upward, and they ascend. Carlito raises a hand and the rifleman lowers his gun.
Jerry.
Hey, boss. Some emergency's come up.
So I've heard. It travels fast.
Listen, Carlito, I need your help. I don't have a lot of time.
No, not much.
Oh, you gotta find an antidote or something. What's the matter?
The shit they gave you. It's a Chinese shit. There is no antidote.
What, that's it?
Honestly, you should be dead already. It's a miracle.
A miracle?
We give that shit to horses.
You don't have to be so damn fucking cool about it.
Chev kicks and moves his arms.
What do you expect me to do,
Tell me you're gonna find that Pamperona and his whole fucking crew and feed them to a cage of Wolverines. What is this? What are you, boys now or something?
Verona? That's a small-time punk. But that's not to say there isn't an opportunity here.
Opportunity?
Everyone knows the love I have for you, Chev. Maybe. He makes up for the Don Kim heat, which was... perhaps ill-advised.
Ill-advised?
The heat from Hong Kong has been much more than we anticipated.
Well, that's outstanding, Carlito. Glad to know that my death can be of some fucking use to you.
Don't be difficult.
I'm not being difficult. I don't know if you've done this. What am I gonna do? You can fucking die, brother!
The rifleman looks at the pool. Carlito's smile has gone.
Yeah. I'm out of here.
Chev climbs out of the pool and walks away. Carlito's men watch intently. Chev flings a chair into the pool and startles the women. Chev strides through the penthouse watched by the man in shades. Windows give a panoramic view of the smog-bound city. Chev comes dripping out of the building and goes back to his cab.
Ah, you're not getting in my cab, wait!
I just gave you $200 to wait for 3 minutes.
You're not getting in my car, no way!
Chev walks around to where the driver stands.
Yeah, you're right, I'm not getting in your cab.
He flings the man to the ground.
Okay, Doc! Okay, Doc!
People take cover, others jump on the cab driver. Chev drives off in the cab. Chev quaffs another Red Bull.
Hey, Chev. My flight's been delayed.
Shit.
No, it's all right. Relax.
I mean, don't relax. Listen to me. That shit that they gave you is cutting off your adrenaline.
Excitement, fear, danger. It causes your body to manufacture a chemical called epinephrine.
Huh?
As it does, introduce an inhibitor to your system.
Fuck's sake!
Dude, your only chance is to massively increase the level of epinephrine in your body to force out the inhibitors. You gotta get to the emergency room.
Get yourself some epinephrine. It's an artificial adrenaline.
It comes in 10 milligram syringes.
It's potent, so don't ever do it.
Probably a fifth of an injection will do.
Chevy? Did you get that?
Did you get that, Chevy?
Epi something, yeah.
Epinephrine, man. Epi.
Okay, I got it.
No, I'll call you when I get there.
Yeah.
Kalo's on the phone.
Yeah. What is it?
Hello?
Come on! Fuck! Yes, fuck!
I just saw Verona's brother walk into the Prince.
Interesting, the Prince.
Yeah. I was just down here getting a taco and he just walked right in, 2 minutes ago.
A thick-set man in shades gets out of a black car and goes into the Prince.
Where are you now?
I'm across the street, getting the taco. Where are you?
Up there. Meet me on 7th Catalina.
Chev slips his phone into his shirt pocket. Kalo bumps and grinds as he eats his taco.
Come on.
Kalo smokes a cigarette. Chev arrives and gets out the cab. He walks over to Kalo at the taco van.
Huh? Is he in there now?
Kalo nods.
Did anyone go in with him?
He shakes his head.
Right, wait here.
Kalo nods. Chev strides across the street to the Prince on its corner site. At a table, Verona's brother nods to a waitress for a refill as Chev enters. Chev bumps into a waitress. Verona's brother looks over. A man picks up a phone, but Verona's brother raises his hand and pats himself on the chest. The man puts his phone down. Verona's brother follows Chev. He goes into the kitchen's gun at the ready. Kitchen staff hold up their hands and take cover. A cleaver lays by a side of beef. Orlando's brother steps out. Chev slices his hand off with the cleaver.
Did you like that one, tough guy? How freaking awesome was that, huh? Huh?
As he crouches, Chev knees him in the face.
Well. You like something, me too, yeah? Who's your fucking brother?
Doing your mother like a fucking whore, you bitch!
Nice. I wonder how many steaks I could carve out of you.
He charges Chev, who falls back. Kalo runs out with a rolling pin. Chev rolls aside and the man's fist meets concrete. I gotta do it now. Kalo raises the rolling pin and brings it down on the man's head. The man goes after him. Chev aims his gun, but it just clicks. Chev walks up behind Orlando's brother and tosses his gun into a bin. On the ground, the severed hand has a gun in its grip. Chev takes it. Kalo is pinned against a door. Chev raises the gun. A great stripe of blood and brains runs down the door, splattering Kalo. The dead hand still holds the gun.
Jesus. Nothing's easy.
Chev removes the hand. Kalo shoves the dead man away.
Wanna hold hands?
Chev tosses him the hand. Chev goes through the pockets of the corpse. He finds a phone and scrolls down till he reaches Ricky. Verona holds a girl's head as she pleasures him. Verona takes the call.
Hey, talk to me, bro.
Hey, Ricky. You think about sucking me off? You in the mood? You gonna let me lick your ass or something?
Who is this? Is Chelios? Is this fucking Chelios?
That's right, bro. I guess I got your brother's cell phone. I can tell you have it all figured out. Looks like you should have cut me up when you had the chance.
Chef taps on the phone.
A little trouble hearing you, Ricky. You experience a little 20-20 hindsight.
You're supposed to be fucking dead!
You know, I kind of like that shit you put in me. You can give me some more?
Oh, I know.
Hey, what's this?
He yanks a chain from Verona's brother's neck.
A necklace. You guys really are faggots, aren't you?
You motherfucker. You fucking motherfucker! My grandfather gave that medallion to my father and then he... Fuck! He'll fuck you, man. You take that thing and you shove it up your ass.
No, thanks. You know, I believe I'll hang on to it. Looks like you'll have to come find me after all. Fucked up that you killed your own brother.
You...
Chef snaps the phone shut. Ricky thumps the furniture.
What's that shit? Epi? Is it 10 milligrams?
Kalo shrugs.
Good work, Kalo.
Chef strides off. Kalo wipes his clothes and flicks a piece of brain off his shoulder. He kicks the corpse as he passes it.
Puta!
Chev follows a man on a stretcher into the emergency room of a hospital.
Stop.
He makes for the pharmacy and steps in front of an old man waiting at the dispensing window.
Asshole!
Oh, no need to push. Look at the sun, it starts with E.
The pharmacist is blonde.
England?
Very funny, no. Some kind of artificial adrenaline.
Artificial adrenaline?
Yeah. Got heart problems.
Epinephrine.
Yes, epinephrine. I love you, epinephrine.
I can't give you epinephrine.
Why?
Just a minute.
She goes into the back.
Oi, what do you mean you... Is this shit?
Nasal spray.
Miserable bitch. What? Nasal spray. It's got epinephrine in it. It'll get you tweaked, man.
A young man with hooped earrings indicates a stack of boxes on the table. Chev grabs a handful of the boxes. The blonde, bespectacled pharmacist on the phone sees him. Chev sniffs up bottle after bottle. He knocks a patient's drip stand over as he passes. A woman points him out to two cops.
That's the guy?
Yeah. Come on, man, come
on. The cops follow Chev down the corridor. He sniffs from the bottles as he goes, looking back over his shoulder. He looks back, then darts into a room and closes the door behind him. An old man is asleep in a bed, a drip is up his nose. Chev sits down quietly at the man's bedside. Chev turns to the door. He moves away from the bed. The cops open the door and look inside the room. One checks the closet, the other the toilet.
Room's clear.
They leave the room. The room seems empty apart from the sleeping patient. A cupboard door swings open and Chef steps out. He grabs a gown from the cupboard. He steps out of the room, wearing just the gown, socks and trainers. He wipes blood from his neck, tucks a gun under his arm, and proceeds down the corridor. He passes a room being checked by the two cops.
Yo! Dude, stop!
They chase him.
Stop!
Chef races on. Chef, gun in hand, races down a stairwell. Back in a corridor, a stretcher case is followed by a drugs cart. Chef barges a woman over.
I know you motherfuckers I've ever been with.
He's offered to run after the stretcher case as the cops reappear.
In the hallway!
Chef points his gun at the man with the cart.
I'm having a really bad day. Tell me you've got epinephrine in this fucking cart.
What?
I said tell me you've got epinephrine on the cart.
Motherfucker.
I don't know. Get back!
You understand fucking English?
I said epinephrine.
I understand English. I just don't know which one.
Then lose it.
Come on, move!
It's the fucking epinephrine!
Around the corner!
I don't know where it is, man!
I don't know.
What is this, a restaurant?
What are you doing back there?
Oh, hurry up!
I can't get a shot!
Get back!
Exactly without insurance.
Well, I don't know if I have it. Give me a second here.
Move the weapon now!
What the fuck? What?
The cart runs into the back of the stretcher.
What the hell?
What?
My car!
Yeah.
Drop your weapon now!
The cops dive for cover.
What is this? What the hell do you think you're doing? This is a hot...
Shut up. You, give me the epinephrine.
Chef jerks with pain, the cops approach.
Don't even think about it!
Ibuterol, Scalaxin, Nexium. Lortab,
epinephrine! Here it is!
Here you go.
Give me that shit. Asshole! I'm gonna tell you again.
All right.
Chef grabs a defibrillator.
Juice me. Juice? Do it.
All right,
come on!
Okay.
I need both of them to give to me. One, two, clear.
Chef is thrown into the lift.
Get the fuck down!
Chef flings a patient out of the lift, aims his gun out into the corridor, and then closes the lift doors. He slumps to the lift floor, holding his chest. He rips open the pack and fills the syringe. With the syringe in his mouth, he taps his arm and clenches his fist to raise a vein, then jabs the needle in it. He injects the drug and pulls the needle out and throws away the syringe. He sits on the lift floor, his fists clenched.
How much of this stuff did his heart take?
The lift floor indicator gets quicker as it counts down from 10. Chef sprints at full pelt out of the hospital, past railings and down the street. He runs through a graffiti-covered underpass and out into a park, scattering some birds. Still wearing his gown, he comes down an alleyway, careers round a corner, goes past an apartment block, down along streets, past a traffic stop sign, and into the downtown area. A plane takes off. Doc Miles is on board.
Chevy.
Yep.
Hey, we're in the air, man.
Did you get the stuff I told you to get?
Got it.
You take it?
Took it.
You took the whole goddamn thing, didn't you?
Yep.
I said a fifth of the syringe. That shit's gonna kill you.
Right.
Your chest on fire?
Check.
But you're cold.
Check.
And you got a steel hard-on, don't you?
Let me check.
He looks down as he runs.
Yeah, well, that's the stimulation of your blood vessels. Your urinary sphincter's as tight as a knot right now. You couldn't piss to save your life.
Urinary sphincter, check.
Maybe you can get some Vicodin. You still at that hospital?
Negative.
Could you get some grass? I don't know.
Check.
That shit'll be out of your system in 30 minutes if it doesn't kill you first.
This flight phone's cost me a fortune. We'll be in L.A. in 20 minutes. I'll call you when we land.
Copy.
Hey, Chevy.
You're a good dude. Been nice knowing you.
Copy. Out.
It's a medical emergency.
Chev joins onlookers outside a TV store.
The name of the Los Angeles man they say is still at large on a citywide rampage that has left one man dead, dozens injured, and hundreds of thousands of dollars of property damage in its smoking bloody wake. However, KTLA News has learned the suspect is a professional killer.
A man notices Chev.
He is considered armed and highly dangerous.
Chev's gown sticks out pointedly in front. The man turns quickly to the televisions as Chev glares at him.
Our story as it unfolds.
A motorcycle cop is on the street looking the other way. Chev moves away from the crowd. He sneaks into the stationary traffic. Using a limo as a cover, he creeps up on the cop. Two drivers spot Chev as he eyes the cop's gun. Chev grabs the gun, the cop dismounts.
Get back, kid!
Just give me the...
Come on, in. See you up, Biggie!
Chev tosses and catches the gun. Chev chucks the gun away, the cop goes after it. Chev mounts the bike. He burns rubber in circles as the cop tries to catch him. The cop grabs onto the bike, his heels spark as he's pulled around. The cop loses his grip and Chev makes off. Chev rides over a bridge.
Everybody's talking at me.
Chev's head starts to drop again.
Only the echoes of my mind.
Chev stares blankly. His head jerks and drops again. He vigorously shakes his head.
I can't see the faces.
He rides, standing up, arms aloft. He jumps up on the seat of the bike. His gown gapes open at the back. He continues down the street, standing on the bike, arms outstretched. His eyes start to close as he veers off course. People sit at sidewalk tables. Chev plows into the tables and flies through the air. Chev's closed eyelid flickers, then opens. He flings a tabletop off himself as he lies on the ground at the cafe. Chev's phone is in his sock. A clock shows 5 to 2.
Yeah. Hey, did you try to call?
It's been home all day.
I was sleeping in.
You're sleeping in? That's great, Eve. Super great. You're rested now.
Mm-hmm.
Glad to hear it. Listen, I've been fatally poisoned. There's probably a psychopath heading over there to torture and kill you as we speak, but don't bother getting out of bed. I'll be there in a flash. Maybe you can fry me up a waffle or something, okay?
Sure, yeah, come on over. I'll be here.
Right, you'll be there. Okay.
Bye.
Eve stretches. Chev flicks his phone shut and vaults away over some railings. He's back on his cop bike. Verona looks down as his brother's severed hand is placed in front of him. Two men stand in front of him as Verona sits and shakes his head.
So let's go get the bitch.
Google Earth pans to Eve's apartment. An Art Deco apartment block. Carved statues of a lion and a cherub are outside.
Come on! Please!
Eve struggles with the microwave.
All right, Jesus.
She's in her underwear.
Oh my God.
Chev's in tracksuit and shades. They kiss.
Is this your new look or something?
Yeah, you into it?
It's gross.
Chev checks out the apartment. Eve sits on the sofa.
Are you looking for my other boyfriend?
Yes. You haven't turned on the TV today, right?
No, why?
Didn't think so. Come on, we're leaving.
What are you talking about? Don't be such a freak.
Honey, get dressed.
Actually, I'm glad you're here. Can you change the clock on my microwave? I never changed it back.
What?
The microwave. Can you change the clock? Because the daylight savings time and I never changed it back.
The microwave?
Yes.
Hey, listen, I'll buy some flowers. They got fucked up on the way over here.
Sweet. Are you okay? You look like you're on drugs or something.
Listen, you love me, yeah?
Eve nods.
Yes.
I need you to do something for me.
What? What's wrong?
I need you to put some clothes on, sweetheart. Can we meet right now?
Yeah?
No.
I'll change the clock on the microwave.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Chef heads for the kitchen. Eve bends over something on the coffee table. Chef's vision distorts as he stares at the microwave.
Shit's warming up.
Oh, darn, I forgot. The waffle iron's on if you want to make one.
Great.
Chef leans against the microwave, then gropes towards the waffle iron on the worktop. He opens the waffle iron. Eve pulls on a flowery dress. Chef jams his hand onto the waffle iron. It sparks as he clamps the top down on his hand.
You're so stressed out. Do you want some pot or something?
Yeah! No!
Ready? What's the matter?
I burned my hand.
Oh my God!
Let's go, Eve.
No,
I don't worry about it.
No!
Hey! I'm sorry.
That was completely uncalled for.
Can we just?
Fine.
Chef pulls the curtain aside and sees Orlando's men tooling up by their car. One of them lopes towards the building as Eve and Chef leave the apartment.
I'll have it back.
Oh. Darn.
That
thing.
What thing?
The waffle thing. I gotta turn it off.
Come on.
A finger traces down the name and number board outside. Eve goes back inside. A finger keys in the entry phone number. Eve picks up her entry phone. Chef sprints down to the front of the building, kicks open the gate, then slams the man's head into the entry phone panel.
All right, very funny.
Chef sprints back upstairs.
I hate that.
Ooh. Trying to burn the building down?
Eve closes the door behind her. Another of Verona's men is at the back gate. Chef tips out the contents of Eve's handbag.
Nice one.
Chef sprints towards the man, grabs his gun hand and his face, and wrestles with him.
Swear to God, Chef. I don't know what you're on these days, but it's not working for you.
A gunshot blasts a budgie in a cage to pieces. Chef finishes the man off as Eve applies lip gloss. Chef dumps the man in the pool. Eve is still oblivious.
Some help here.
Jeff comes over.
Where's your car?
My car, actually, I took a cab.
Eve stands and walks away, and Chef follows. Outside, the police bike bursts into flames. Chinatown. Crowds mill around. A man selects ginger from a stall. Shiny black shoes step out. A woman adjusts her scarf. There's a special price on live crabs. There's a pigeon and the denim-clad rears of two women. The heart of the pigeon throbs. Chef and Eve stand talking, then he leads her along by the hand. In a Chinese restaurant, Chef inhales his epinephrine. Eve sees his burnt hand. Chef hides it away. Chef gives her a half smile.
This isn't gonna be easy, as they say. Oh, fuck. All right. There it is.
Sorry.
You know, I told you I was a video game programmer.
Yeah.
Well, that was a lie. Actually,
he leans across towards Eve.
I kill people. Professionally, man. Freelance for a major West Coast crime syndicate. Last night was a job like 100 of us. High dollar hit, nothing special. The triads from Hong Kong have been moving in on the local drug cartels for the last 6 months. My target was their number one man in Los Angeles, Don Kim.
Chef holds a gun to the head of the bearded Don Kim.
Well? What are you waiting for?
Then, from out of nowhere, this insane idea comes in through the back of my head like a 45 slug at close range.
Chef lowers his gun.
Congratulations.
Did I win something?
Your life, jackass.
Don Kim doesn't look up.
100 grand once you're dead, so sooner or later it's gonna happen. But I'm not doing it.
I see.
Instead, you're gonna do something for me. You're gonna get out of town. Disappear. I don't care where you go. I don't care what you do. So long as you're invisible for 48 hours. That's all I ask.
48 hours?
Or if you prefer, we can do it the other way. The way where I go to work, and you meet Buddha.
Only one side of Chef's face is visible in the darkness as he stands behind Kim, who raises a cup to his lips. Chef is gone. Kim puts down the cup.
See, I quit. Quit the business for you.
Chef sits straight.
For me?
Yeah. I figure I'll call you that night, tell you everything. You understand? We get on a plane together, leave all this shit behind, never come back. Pretty crazy, huh?
You are so weird. So are we going on a trip?
Well, I might be going on a trip, but you're not coming with me.
Eve stomps off.
Make space!
Mob hits Chef! Chinese poison! Do you know how ridiculous you sound? If you're gonna break up with me, at least you can tell me the truth.
His heart throbs huge in his chest and he sinks to his knees.
What's the matter with you?
Wait a minute, you trust me?
No.
Make love to me.
What?
Come on, I think it'll help.
Help what? Are you kidding? Get off me!
Take your clothes off.
No! Ah! No!
Do I say you want to be more spontaneous?
You're insane! You're like an adrenaline junkie with no soul!
Save me, Eve! Save my life!
Stop it!
She takes a swing at him.
I'm sorry. Oh my god, I'm okay. No! No!
Her breast pops out. A mother shields a child's eyes. Chev is on top of Eve. As crowds look on, she bites Chev's lip. The couple then start to kiss passionately.
You filthy animal! Take me right here. Honor everyone. That's it!
Eve's legs are in the air. Chef is between them.
What are you waiting for?
Oh, Jesus!
Come on!
Train! Shush!
Oh, God. Now you can get it up?
Shush!
Oh, get it up! Come on, get it up!
I'll fucking get it up! Jesus!
He bends her over a newspaper stand and drops his trousers.
God damn it, Chef!
Shut up!
A coachload of Chinese girls shriek and giggle. Chef thrusts hard and Eve's head rocks back.
I'm alive! I'm alive!
What?
No shit. Where are you?
Don Kim's shirt factory. I'm upstairs.
What's the matter with you?
Fifth and Alameda?
Yeah.
Who's at Fifth and Alameda?
Listen to me, you don't let that motherfucker out of your sight. You hear me? Wait in 10 minutes, you got it?
Yeah, sure.
Out. Honey, I gotta go. I'll call ya!
Eve turns to the crowd.
Oh God, what are you looking at?
Chev's cab driver watches him in the mirror. Chev looks half asleep.
Hey man, what's the matter with you? You a crackhead?
Just step on another one.
You're not gonna die in my cab, crackhead. I got something for you.
A small bottle, a green and orange demon face appears.
You take this Haitian shit, crackhead. This shit right here is some hardcore shit. It's made from plant shit.
Chev takes the bottle the cabbie offers. The cabbie shows off his bicep.
Hey, what are you laughing at? Look at this. You see that? That's what a man look like, crackhead. That's power. Now look at you.
Chev twists the cap off the bottle. He swallows the clear liquid and pulls a face.
Yeah.
Tastes like ass.
Well, that's right, Devil. You wait.
Chev looks no better. A car goes by in the other direction. A small boy sits in the back seat. Chev leans his head and looks at the boy who gazes back. Kalo's head's in a plastic bag.
Shut the fuck up!
No!
No!
Get the fuck off there!
No!
He's hanging from the ceiling. He twitches and becomes still. Men stand around him as his bare foot hangs down.
Fuck.
Google Earth zooms in on Dom Kim's shirt factory. Chev stirs.
We here.
Chev looks out of the cab. The factory glows purple and gold for a moment.
What'd you say was in this stuff?
I told you, it's hardcore.
Chev looks at the bottle, then gets out of the cab.
5:35.
Chev hands him a note. The cabbie reaches for change.
So are you, man.
Chev walks off.
Have a nice day, Deva.
The cab goes. Chev looks up at the building.
This is fucked.
One of Verona's men gazes down.
And where's he going?
Chev walks along the side of the building. Chev, gun in hand, is up onto the roof.
How the fuck you gonna call me talking shit, homie? I'm smack the hell out of you, homeboy. I don't know where he at. I ain't babysitting a motherfucker.
Fuck, call me talking shit. Shit.
A shaven-headed man in a grey suit.
I'm doing my job. I'm doing my shit.
Chev creeps up behind him.
I'm out here just chilling, doing what I do. Man, I'm a rooftop. Hey, whoa, Chevy, what's up, dog? Everything all right? You chilling, you good?
What a fucking coincidence.
What you talking about, man?
What are you doing, waiting for a bus?
Nah, actually, I thought maybe a helicopter come pick
the
me up.
What the fuck is this?
What's what?
Are you working for the Chinese now?
The Chinese? Come on, man, you crazy? You know I wouldn't do that to you, man.
I am crazy. Where's Kalo? Okay, ding. Time's up.
What you mean, ding?
He falls unnoticed past the window. Chev comes down the stairs from the roof. Men turn as Chev comes in.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Kalo is still tied to a chair.
The fuck is this?
Chev, baby, take it easy.
Oh, you mean like this?
Chev aims his gun.
Now you tell me where that little toe-rag motherfucker is. Verona.
Verona's got nothing to do with this.
Chev lowers his gun.
What?
Don Carlos wants you off the streets.
Carlito.
You've totally lost your shit, dog. You're all over TV. Destroying property, making unauthorized hits. You're causing the organization a great deal of embarrassment.
You're telling me Carlito wanted this?
Look, don't worry about Verona. We'll take care of him. The best thing for you to do is find some nice, dark, quiet place and just die.
Chev gazes around at the other men in the crew and focuses on the pulley used to hoist Kalo.
just die. Do you think I've got cunt written on my forehead?
The biggest member of the gang aims a gun at Chev. A lift rises.
Maybe you're right.
I mean, we all gotta die sometime, right?
Yeah. We all gotta die sometime. So I'll just die.
He raises his gun. The lift arrives. Eve's in it.
What the f...
Chev takes three of them down and uses Kalo as a shield against the big guy. A man looks up. Women work at sewing machines. Eve screams as Chev and the big guy shoot. Chev jumps into the lift and it descends. Chev aims up the lift shaft. The shirt factory manager yells to his staff. Chev and Eve step out of the lift.
You asshole, what you want?
Don't talk to him like that. My boyfriend kills people.
Nice.
The big guy walks in, gun in hand, and walks along the machinists as Chev and Eve hide behind a pillar. Chev and Eve start to circle round behind the big guy as he searches for them. Chev comes up behind him. Chev grabs the guy's gun arm and jerks it into his face. Chev forces the guy's hand under the needle of a sewing machine. Chev and Eve escape as the man's trapped hand is repeatedly skewered. Two other members of the gang arrive. Eve and Chev retreat through a steel door as the trapped man screams. The machinists crouch down as they head out of the room. Chev helps Eve out through a window onto the fire escape. Chev fires in through the window. Chev follows Eve down. A pursuer climbs out of the window. Chev shoots him. Another man draws back at the window, but then climbs out and fires. Eve makes it to the ground. The pursuer clambers on down. Chev reaches the ground and fires upward. The man returns fire.
I had to see if you were telling the truth.
Chev steps back and fires up at the man. He's hit and falls.
No, wait!
The shot man falls to the ground between Eve and Chev.
Now, come on.
She steps over the brown-suited body.
Oh, God!
Chev swaps guns with the dead man.
Oh, damn it. I forgot to take my birth control pills.
What?
Yeah.
Where are the keys?
Chev.
Keys, Eve, the keys.
Here!
Two more men are on the fire escape.
I stopped!
Eve's car window is shot out. Chev shoves her in through the car window. Men run towards them firing as they come. Chev jumps in the car. Men run for their two black cars as Chev and Eve speed off in the yellow Golf.
You weren't lying!
Welcome to my life.
No, I mean, that you would give it all up for me.
Yeah.
And the other part?
Poison? Yeah, that's true too.
Then, that means...
Pretty much.
How can we stop it?
Adrenaline's the only thing that slows it down.
The cars screech around a corner.
So when we were in Chinatown?
Yeah, sorry.
Eve leans over to Chev.
Hey, what are you doing?
This will get you going.
What?
Come on, let's finish what you started.
Oh boy.
Eve's head goes down to his lap.
Oh, that's really what you want.
Eve bobs up.
You like that?
Stay down!
Another window goes. A pursuing car spins off.
Oh, fuck! Jesus! Oh, yeah, that's it, baby! Just a little more!
Eve's head pops up again.
Stay down, Eve!
Chef fires into a pursuing car as it draws up alongside. It crashes and overturns.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, you're so big.
Oh, my God.
The other car is right behind them.
Touch.
Eve sits up.
What's the matter?
So you can fall asleep like you always do? I don't think so.
Chef fires at the black car and it careers off the road and into a fence. Chef gets out of the gulf and marches over to the car watched by Eve. He opens fire. Eve winces. Chef marches back to the gulf. Chef strides across and gets into the car. Eve gives the black car a final glance. The black car sits on the sidewalk, a freeway behind it. The sky is full of wispy clouds. Chef drives.
Are they really?
They're dead.
How can you do that?
Told you, baby, I quit.
It's Doc Miles.
Yeah. Chef, holy shit, I've been trying to get hold of you for a half an hour.
Where the fuck have you been?
At my office. You make it over here?
Sure, why not?
The doc studies a piece of paper.
Chocolate, what's this fucking receipt from Gold Foods Market for $254?
Snacks.
He looks over his glasses at her. A syringe goes into Chev's drip feed line. A bottle of Epinephrine stands on a table. Chocolate and Eve watch TV.
Hey again, Doc.
Chevy, you're my best customer.
What is this stuff?
Synthetic ephedrine. Fill it with some saline.
Feels sort of good.
Yeah, well, I've got a little meth in there too, so that's the endorphins you're feeling right into your brain.
Chev languidly waves an arm.
Wait a minute. What's on the better?
I fuck know you're not better. You're in such shit shape, it's stunning. I can't believe your heart's still beating. She's being a fucking medical journal.
Chev turns away.
So what are you gonna do?
The solution I'm giving you is acting as a competing inhibitor, meaning that it's pushing the poison out of your receptors and replacing it with a chemical. And that's just a temporary fix.
Then what?
Then you're fucked.
The doc takes off his glasses.
Well, I can put you on life support, Chev, and string this out for a few days. But you're gonna go into a coma at some point.
Does she know?
The doc shakes his head.
Why don't you let me load you up with something you can go out in a beautiful dream?
Dream.
Can I do that for you?
No. That's not what I want.
What do you want?
1 hour.
Chef stares straight at the dock. The TV subtitles in Verona's car reads, he was giving it to her on the newspaper machine. He was very manly, very cute. Beside Verona, a man plays a computer game.
So the wild rampage that began at 9 a.m. this morning in West Los Angeles continues. The mysterious suspect still at large.
Yo, maybe we should have given him more of that Chinese shit.
Oh, you think?
Verona glares till the man looks away.
Do this in.
Verona jabs the off switch on the computer game.
What's up, corpse?
Bonjour, douchebag. Thought you might be interested in a little deal.
Oh, you want a deal? Are you a dealer? Is that what you are now?
Don't you worry about what I am. Listen, I want the antidote.
Oh, the antidote.
That's right. The antidote.
What are you prepared to give me, asshole?
Well, how about the jewelry I got off that faggot brother of yours, you fucking cocksucker? Don't pop a blood vessel, you little penis.
All right.
Oh, you like that deal, do you?
Yo, whatever.
Well, I'll be at the downtown Lint in 20 minutes. You know the spot?
Yeah, I know it.
Well, don't be late. Or I'll trade this thing to some whore for a fucking handjob.
Look, I said I'll fucking be... You don't fucking be there!
See you later, sunshine.
Verona makes a call.
Yo, it's Verona. You're not gonna believe this call I just got.
Verona's Hummer glides past. The traffic is heavy in one direction on the freeway past graffitied walls. Then the flow speeds up. Chef in a dark suit walks down the street.
It's gonna be alright, baby.
But you said...
I know. Things have changed. There's an antidote. I can make a deal for it, but I gotta go alone.
I'm scared.
Of course. You'll be safe now, and I'll be back.
Promise.
No promise.
In profile in a bay window, Chev and Eve kiss. An empty clothes rail is wheeled past. Chev strolls on through a reception area, observed by two men who wear sunglasses. Two women mock fight in mud in front of a picture of a mammoth. Chev enters the men's room. He takes off his jacket. He checks the monitor to his drip feed. Liquid is visible in the tubing. He takes out his gun and inserts a magazine. He puts his jacket back on, adjusting it in the mirror. Then he leaves the men's room, goes to the lifts, and presses a button. A couple step out. Chev joins an Oriental man already in there.
Something wrong.
Chev extracts a bottle from his pocket. He opens the bottle. Chev tips a handful of small tablets into his open palm. He empties the pills into his mouth, then gulps them down.
Where did I go wrong?
Did you fucking just say something?
It's like talking to the wall.
The man's lips move to the words.
Mum?
I'm amazed you remember you have a mother.
Please, I haven't got time for this.
You got no time, period.
Orlando?
You a persistent motherfucker, Chef Chelios, I give you that. They pop you and you just keep getting up.
I'm the Terminator.
You was that maybe, but there's a new gun in town.
No, I don't get it. Well, you just cut me up alive when you had the chance.
Too easy, motherfucker. Look at you. Bipolar, sadomasochistic tendencies.
Adrenaline junkie, addicted to violence. Carving up a guy like that. While he screams in his own blood and excrement would be like a gift. Warrior's death. Hell, you'd probably get off on it. The hell are you, anyway?
Don't you know?
I think I'm starting to figure it out. Well, better late than never. Yeah, you know you're gonna die up there. Yeah, maybe. I'm taking you with me.
The man is facing away. Chef has imagined it.
Some pills, Doc.
Cautiously, the man turns to face Chev. Did you fucking say something? The lift doors open. Two men are waiting outside. The Oriental man hurries past them.
Chelios.
Hello, girls.
Chev is manhandled out of the lift and ushered down a corridor.
Hold up. Give me the piece.
Chev takes his gun and hands it over. Chev is pushed forward. Toes penthouse as Chev approaches. The men lead Chev to Carlito and Verona, who sit on a red sofa.
Now isn't that a fucking picture?
Chelios. What a fucking nightmare you are.
No shit.
Why don't you sit down?
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, you pat him down again. I know he's carrying something.
A man pats Chef's clothing, revealing the drip feed.
Let me see that.
Oh, fuck.
It's clever. What is this, an insulin pump?
Basically.
Hey, what the fuck is insulin mean?
Ephedrine, right?
Yeah.
Very resourceful.
Carlito puts on gloves.
Found a new master, little bitch, is that it?
I'm nobody's little bitch.
I see what kind of a bitch you are when Carlito hires you for half what he used to pay me and you take it.
That's enough.
You'll probably throw Boss a nice little reach around just to show him what a good little bitch you are.
Look, I fucking said that I'm nobody's little bitch! You fucking hear me? And he'll fucking pay me what I tell him to pay.
I said that's enough! Now sit down!
Verona aims a gun at Chev, then lowers it. Carlito grins.
It's been a long fucking day. But in the end, you have to admit it all works out quite nicely. Don Kim gets his bullet thanks to you. And Hong Kong gets to go to take the fall. Please understand, Chev. It's truly nothing personal.
You speak for yourself.
Carlito produces a syringe.
Is that what I think it is?
Liquid oozes from it.
He's a Chinese shit.
Hold him down.
Chev aims his finger at Carlito.
Not so fast, motherfucker.
He's got dipsy.
He points at Verona.
Whatever, psycho.
With the syringe, Carlito stands.
I'm afraid the Houdini act is over, my friend.
Chev aims his two fingers like a gun barrel at the thick-set man. A bullet wound appears.
Our father, what in heaven?
Shut up, Verona!
Oh, this is how it is!
Don Kim's group, one holds a gun.
Don Kim! He's supposed to be dead!
Presto!
Don Kim's armed group of men fire at Carlito and his mob. Carlito's mob fires back. Bullets crisscross the sun deck. A bikini-clad woman is shot. A SWAT team.
Go. Police have moved to surround the downtown boutique hotel Lint, where the unidentified madman behind today's mayhem is believed to be holed up and making a desperate last stand. Local officials have confirmed gunfire on the sun deck. Our news chopper will be bringing live, uncensored coverage from above the hotel momentarily. Again, this coverage is live and uncensored, so if you have any small children present, you may want to have them leave the room.
A bottle hits Verona, who drops his gun. The gun hits the floor and fires, blasting off Verona's fingers. Carlito ducks and dials a number on his mobile.
Get me out of here now!
Verona picks up his fingers and the syringe from the floor. A man fires at him. Carlito.
I'll kill you for this, Kilios! Too late!
A man in a red t-shirt throws a hand grenade towards Carlito.
Look out! Hey, boss!
The shaven-headed man lands on the grenade. Carlito jumps on his back, then the grenade goes off. Carlito is covered in the shaven-headed man's blood. Chef fires at Carlito, who staggers off, his white suit wet with blood. Carlito runs round a wall and escapes. Chef sees Verona bent double as he tries to run off. Chef's vision becomes distorted. He shuts his eyes, then blinks rapidly. He leans forward. He sees stationary figures ahead. He shoots off a figure's plaster head. The plaster figures of jockeys form a line down one side of the sun deck. Chef shoots another figure. Dust from its severed neck billows up. Verona darts round a wall, then Chef chases after him. A camera focuses on a TV news reporter. A helicopter is overhead. Carlito stumbles up a flight of stairs. The chopper has landed on the roof. Chev bursts through a door and sees Carlito at the top of the stairs. Chev starts to climb. Verona waits for Chev to go, then runs off. Carlito runs to the chopper.
Let's get that fuck out of here now! Let's go!
Chev strides over to Carlito and pulls him out of the helicopter door.
Present from Kalo.
Chev holds his gun to Carlito. Verona appears and sticks the needle of the syringe into the back of Chev's neck. Chev collapses.
Now what? Now you say shit! Where the fuck are you? Who's the bitch now?
Verona shoots Carlito, then drags him out of the chopper.
Where are you going, motherfucker?
for the fucking floor!
Verona shouts at a mustachioed pilot. Chef's focus drifts in and out as he lies on the floor. As the chopper starts to lift, Chef struggles to his feet and grabs Verona's gun. Chef stands on the landing skid and smacks Verona's hand against the open door. The gun falls. Chef headbutts Verona as the chopper flies higher. Carlito's blood-soaked body is slumped on the roof of the building. Don Kim prevents one of his men from firing at the chopper. Verona, seated inside the helicopter, whacks Chef around the head. Chef wheels backwards, clinging onto the open door. His foot slips on the chopper's landing skid. He grabs Verona. Chef clings tightly to Verona's arm.
Oh my god!
The reporter looks up and sees Chef and Verona struggling with the chopper door. Verona holds Chef's throat and starts to squeeze. As Chef struggles, his hands start to lose their grip. He tries to remove Verona's hands.
You're dead! Dead! You're dead, motherfucker!
He hits Verona. The plane continues its ascent. Chef leans in and grabs Verona, then he pulls him towards the door. Verona looks down and sees the city streets a long way below. He screams. Both men fall out of the plane. They cling onto each other. Chef grabs Verona as they plummet towards the ground. Chef pushes his hand hard against Verona's throat.
Don't let me kill you, you little bitch!
Verona's eyes stare vacantly ahead of him. Chef lets go, his eyes wide. Chef turns his head as Verona falls past him. Chef takes a mobile from his jacket. He dials a number.
Hey, this is Eve. I'm glad you called, but I'm not here. Can you leave a message? Oh, unless you're trying to sell something, because I'm not interested. But if you're not, then just... Oh, wait. Time's up.
Hey, doll.
Chef continues to fall.
Looks like I lay you down again.
Eve's apartment.
Seems like all my life I've just been going.
I wish I'd taken more time to stop and smell the roses, so to speak.
Chef's mouth tenses briefly.
Well, I guess it's too late for that now.
The buildings below now appear much closer as Chef continues his descent.
You're the greatest, baby.
Chef falls between skyscrapers towards the street below. He pulls the phone away from his ear and clutches it in his fist. He closes his eyes. His fall seems to get slower momentarily, then he hits a car. Chef bounces off the car and flies across the road. He lands motionless on his side, staring ahead. He blinks. ITFC audio description.